2 Chronicles 4. He made an altar of bronze 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. Then he made the molten sea. It was round, 10 cubits from rim to rim, and 5 cubits high. A line of 30 cubits would encircle it completely. Under it were panels all around, each of 10 cubits surrounding the sea. There were 2 rows of panels cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on them. The hindquarters of each were toward the inside. Its thickness was a handbreadth. Its rim was made like the rim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins in which to wash, and set 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. In these they were to rinse what was used for the burnt offering. The sea was for the priests to wash in. He made 10 golden lampstands as prescribed, and set them in the temple, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. He also made 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. He made the court of the priests, and the great court, and doors for the court. He overlaid their doors with bronze. He set the sea at the southeast corner of the house. And Huram made the pots, the shovels, and the basins. Thus Huram finished the work that he did for King Solomon on the house of God. The 2 pillars, the bowls, and the 2 capitals on the top of the pillars, and the 2 lattice works to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars. The 400 pomegranates for the 2 lattice works, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice work, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. He made the stands, the basins on the stands, the 1 sea, and the 12 oxen underneath it. The pots, the shovels, the forks, and all the equipment for these, Huram-Abi made of burnished bronze for King Solomon for the house of the Lord. In the plain of the Jordan, the king cast them in the clay ground between Succoth and Zereda. Solomon made all these things in great quantities, so that the weight of the bronze was not determined. So Solomon made all the things that were in the house of God, the golden altar, the tables for the bread of the presence, the lampstands and their lamps of pure gold to burn before the inner sanctuary as prescribed, the flowers, the lamps and the tongs of purest gold, the snuffers, basins, ladles and fire pans of pure gold. As for the entrance to the temple, the inner doors to the most holy place and the doors of the nave of the temple were of gold.